Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with West Fork Crooked Creek Watershed Coordinator Dan Mahoney about receiving the Outstanding Watershed Award. This seems like a pretty big deal, because is it up for any watershed that's in the state of Iowa?
Yep, any state watershed project will qualify for this award. There would be close to 16 demonstration projects across the state, and everyone can apply for it.
All right. So why do you feel like the West Fork Crooked Creek Watershed Project was awarded this honor?
So we have just an insane amount of dedicated farmers that are participating in this project. A lot of them go above and beyond what we are looking for in this project. They're doing cover crops more than what cost share pays through the project. They're going beyond the terraces or filter strips or even denitrifiers that is helping to clean the water. They're doing a lot of these, you know, even without our help. So all I did was put all of this information into the application and sent it off to the state. The district, the county, you know, we have nothing to do with this award. It's just an award for the producers. So we were just highlighted because it happens to have, you know, our name on it.
All right. So all the credit goes to the farmers then.
Very much so.
Well, how did it feel to be awarded? You know, even though you said that you didn't have a whole lot to do with it, still must have felt pretty good that the farmers that you're working with on probably a daily basis were awarded with this.
Yes, yeah, it was a fantastic feeling. Being this is my first full year of the project, I couldn't have expected it, you know, this first year going this well. And, you know, again, that's my staff. You know, I couldn't have done this without their help. And again, the producers that have all stepped up to make the transition as flawless as it's been. So, yeah, we're just ecstatic here. And it's the plaque is there on the front counter when they walk into the USDA office in Washington, so everyone can take a look at it.
Have you had a chance to talk to any of the farmers and get their reactions to the award?
Well, I was in a training the last couple of days, so I haven't really talked to many, but the one came and he texted me, said, "Congrats on bringing home the Watershed Award," and I said, "That's all you and your fellow producers." So to the producers, it's the watershed project is carried through the district, but really it's them. You know, they need to be congratulating themselves. So I'm sure the more and more I get out here this fall visiting farmers as they harvest or whatever, you know, it'll really bring it home that they're doing what we need them to.
How does the demonstration project look to sort of use this momentum and move forward?
Keep plugging away. We need to get a lot more widespread participation with the project. Even though we have a great number of producers already participating, we've got the low-hanging fruit, you know, the easy producers that are very conservation-minded, you know, they're already participating. So it's the farmers that are kind of stuck in their ways and need to be able to change a little bit here at a time. Those are the ones we're really going to seek out that are a little more dragging their feet or not as willing to participate. Those are the ones that I need to go talk to and say, "Hey, is there anything on your farm that needs work? Or have you heard of cover crops? Or, you know, are your fields tiled? You know, can we try to make the water cleaner coming off your land?" Any of those above are ways I have to target. And, you know, that's how we can move forward, is if everybody starts getting involved.
All right. Well, with this recognition, do you think that might make that easier for you?
Well, we're still the government, so producers are going to be willing or not willing. A lot of this is taxpayer-funded, and if you don't like the government, you're not going to work with them. If you do, then you probably already are. So hopefully the recognition will bring in some of those other producers, and I guess we can kind of snowball it from there.
All right. Is there anything else that you'd like to let people know about?
Well, we have a large sign-up right now going for a watershed cost share. The deadline is October 21st. Anybody with concerns of erosion or street bank cuttings or anything of the sort, soil erosion or anything like that, I urge them to come into the Washington or Sigourney office. and sign up for cost share by October 21st. So that'll be a ranking system, but the cost share is between 70 and 80%. So it's a pretty good opportunity to get some things fixed on your farm if they need it.
And any farmer is eligible for that?
Any farmer within the West Fork Crooked Creek demonstration area. So we have 80,000 acres to treat. So yeah, there's a lot of people involved in that watershed.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Dan Mahoney. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.